Bob, you had an opportunity to be here in Ohio at the Ohio Grain Farmers Symposium, giving them an update on the work that the Renewable Fuels Association is doing on their behalf. Interesting that here at the holiday season, I understand that you folks with the RFA are working with Santa, helping him develop his naughty and nice list when it comes to the renewable fuel standard?
Absolutely, and it's actually fairly easy this year because just a few weeks ago, the American Petroleum Institute came out against the renewable fuel standard that has been so successful at increasing farm income, at developing markets for this industry, at reducing our dependence on imported oil, and they said, no, we're going to work to repeal this program. So they immediately got on the naughty list, right behind the big food companies that have created this mythology about how ethanol is driving up the price of food when there's not a single, not one scintilla of factual evidence to support the claim. But there are some on the nice list, and you got to give the administration a great deal of credit for denying the waiver request that Big Oil and Big Food were seeking of the RFS, doing so in the face of 77% of the comments that were actually in support of a waiver, but recognizing that while they might have had the numbers, they didn't have the facts. Certainly I would put farmers across this industry and the ethanol industry itself and biodiesel industry on the nice list as well, because they're dealing with some really tough economic times and really challenging climate conditions. 15% of the ethanol industry has had to close its doors, still they are surviving. They are looking at new technologies, looking at new markets, looking at ways to make sure that they continue to be an important value-added market for farmers down the road. And we will get through all of this, and we're going to get through it because of the ingenuity, the hard work, the dedication of America's farmers and biofuels producers.
Interesting that you think the EPA might find coal in their stocking?
Well, you know, EPA is some days your friend and some days not. And while they should be given great credit for approving the use of E15 in 2001 and newer vehicles, at the same time, they've created a lot of obstacles for gasoline marketers to using E15 and really made it impossible for E15 to get out there. It's being sold in 12 stations of 160,000 stations across the country. That's just nowhere near enough. And you ask marketers today, well, why not? And it's because of the regulatory hurdles that EPA has thrown up. And today, they're not approving any other companies from offering E15. They haven't approved one in 90 days. There's a backlog sitting on their desk, and there doesn't seem to be any urgency whatsoever for them to act. So, yeah, unfortunately, I think there are some bureaucrats at EPA that are going to wake up Christmas morning with nothing but anthracite coal in their stockings.
But when we look down the road here, what is the next challenge that you folks with the Renewable Fuels Association and those others involved in the biofuels industry going to be facing?
Well, next year, we are all going to be facing a rather serious challenge to the renewable fuel standard. The API is not to be taken lightly. They've got $25 million in a war chest that they will use in legislative lobbying, in grassroots organizing, in misinformation, in an advertising campaign designed to keep people from focusing on the real issues. And, you know, that can have an impact. And so we've got to unify, we've got to collect our resources, and we've got to meet them on the battlefield. We're prepared to do that, but it's going to be a long struggle. But I am not going to let the success that has been the renewable fuel standard be lost without one heck of a fight.
In fact, you mentioned that there's been a new coalition formed to kind of help along this this matter.
Indeed, Fuels America is a coalition of all of the biofuels trade associations, several companies like Novozymes and DuPont that have an interest in developing newer technologies coming together, because we know that, singularly, none of us can fight what Big Oil brings to the table. So we're coming together. We're pooling our resources, we will have a campaign that will beat back Big Oil's efforts.
Bob, if there's anything that you can do to make sure that I'm on that nice list with Santa, I'd sure appreciate it. Good to see you.
You're always on that nice list, Dave, because what you do to make sure that the rural communities understand what's going on in Washington is critically important. You do a great job.
Bob, you're much too kind. Happy holidays.
And to you.